Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Tiris. Well, if you are a cricket lover and a Sri Lankan fan, obviously you'll be disappointed because very unfortunate that the Sri Lankan lassies had to use a wet ball in defending a total yesterday. Let me come to the full story. Right, Sri Lanka won the toss and decided to bat first. It was pretty sunny but a little bit murky. But I thought Chamari Yathapathu made the right decision because batting, she thought, put up a score and try and defend it with the spinners. But unfortunately, when the score was on 46 for two wickets in 12.2 overs, Mother Nature opened her ugly head as expected and play was halted. So ultimately, the match officials decided that it'll be a 20-over game with a DLS method. So when play got underway, Sri Lanka unfortunately could muster only 105 runs for 7 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Vishmi Gunaratna made 34. Yathapathu was out before this particular equation came for 11. And Samara Vikrama batted with composure but made only 13. Kavishka Dilhari 14. And of course, Nilukshya De Silva, who was a star of the match against New Zealand, sadly was out for 18. So 105 in 20 overs, that gave South Africans a revised target in the DLS method of scoring 124 runs in 20 overs. Now let's take a quick look at the South African bowling. I thought Musabat Klaas, right-arm medium pacer, swung the ball. She took 2 for 18 and that too, two vital wickets. And Nonkula Malaba, the leading wicket taker, who bowls left-arm orthodox spin, found it difficult a bit to grip the ball because of wet conditions, but she ended with 3 for 30. And South Africa, I can tell you, Rora Wulfadort and Tasmin Brits were exquisite in their stroke play. They got to the target in 14.5 overs and South Africa made 125 for 7, the target being 124 in just 14.5 overs. I mean, you can't blame any of the Sri Lankan bowlers in all honesty because of the wet ball. It was like gripping a bar of soap and trying to bowl spin. Well, sad news, but that's how the game goes. Remember, today is also another important game from New Zealand's perspective because hopefully they'll get some play today in Premadasa Stadium because of the adverse weather conditions. The Kiwis play against Pakistan and tomorrow is a big one where England will play against India up in India. Australia has already qualified for the semi-finals, but then the other three teams to qualify, it'll be very, very tricky and a great deciding factor. People have asked me this question about Sri Lanka qualifying. Well, in all honesty, it all depends on how some of the other results go. But one thing I can assure you here is after speaking to a few experts, Sri Lanka really have to up their game and get their bowling also intact. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peerish. Today being a Saturday, we'll spin you two records for your listening pleasure.